sins will come to the Savior when He comes to judge all the living and the dead. Next section. The angels in our lives. Let me tell you, this and the most carefully chosen hundreds of hours were spent in writing the text of this retreat. The angels in our own lives, drawing on the massive evidence of Scripture and tradition, Pope John Paul, the present Holy Father, brings out how important the angels are in our own spiritual life. Unlike us, the angels have no bodies. But how it needs to be emphasized, they are not in no bodies. We don't have just a pure spirit. We have a body. And only a pagan, unbelieving world would have coined the word nobody, as though if a being has no body, it is nobody. Our materialistic culture has seduced millions into identifying reality with the material world. And for all practical purposes, has identified what is nothing as being spiritual. Not only are the angels real, but they are our constant guides and protectors as we go through time into eternity. He's quoting this statement of the church. The church confesses her faith in the guardian angels, venerating them in the liturgy with an appropriate feast, and recommending recourse to their protection by frequent prayer, not just once a day. The poor angel of God draws on this treasure of the beautiful words of Saint Basil. I'm quoting the Holy Father. Every one of the faithful has beside him always an angel as tutor and pastor to lead him to heaven. Sort of the angels are important in our lives. Better still, the angels are indispensable. Whatever you do, I plead with all of you. Cultivate, do what you have to develop your devotion to the angels. Our next subsection, Satan, the liar and murderer. Divine revelation teaches us that the devil is a liar by his very fallen nature. He lied to our first parents. One, he seduced them to disobey God. Throughout the scriptures, Satan was the arch deceiver who misled so many people to reject the love of God. It was Satan who entered the heart of Jesus and led him to betray Jesus Christ. The Vicar of Christ quotes our Lord as saying that the devil was, I quote, a murderer from the beginning, has not stood on the truth because there is no truth in him. The first meaning of the devil as murderer is ambition to destroy. I repeat, destroy. Not so much body lives as the supernatural life of grace in our lives. The devil has only one ambition, only one, to bring as many souls as possible with him into hell. The devil's tactic, as the Pope explains, is to use deceit. Deceit for the mind to mislead the will into sin. The most basic lie in the devil's vocabulary is the claim that we, and not God, are masters of our own lives. And this is the vocabulary of the modern world. I will say it. In God's name, I beg you, pray, ask God for light. What you should continue reading and what you should stop reading, as I dare say, the main fruit of this retreat. We are still on our subtopics. Christ's victory over the devil. You will notice that the Holy Father divides his reflections on the angels almost equally into two parts. In the first part, he concentrates on the good angels, and the second part, he concentrates on Satan and the evil spirits. Hear it. Be reminded by the Vicar of Christ that the devil is the prince of this world. Hear it. The devil is the head, the prince, the leader. Shall I call him the king of this world? The word world in English, cosmos in Greek, has a very clear meaning. It is expressed by Jesus when he said, I do not pray for the world. Is the world dominated by Satan, who refuses to repent? All we know of human history tells us there has been and is a constant, widespread struggle between Christ and Satan, between the followers of Jesus and the followers of Lucifer. What we dare not forget is that the future of this conflict is predicted. What we dare not forget, I repeat, in the future of this conflict is foretold by Christ, by His death on the cross. Jesus conquered the demonic forces, a literally hell-bent on destroying the spiritual life of the human race, and thus casting them into the second death, which is St. John's synonym for hell. Before I close this conference, I think it is worth quoting what the Vicar of Christ tells us about this final victory. I'm now quoting, "This is the great certainty of the Christian faith. The prince of this world has been judged. The Son of God has appeared in order to destroy the works of the devil. It is therefore the crucified and risen Christ who has revealed Himself so that He will appear as a stronger one who has overpowered the devil and has cast him down from His throne. The church shares in Christ's victory over the devil, because Christ is given to His disciples for this main purpose, to cast out the demons. Hear it. You may never hear it again. Our principal task in life is to cast the devil out of our lives. This is the subject of our prayer and the principal object of our faith. Anyone who sees what is going on in the modern world has no doubt how active the devil is in our day. One civilized nation legalizing the murder of the unborn, millions suffering dire poverty without the means even of staying alive. The Catholic Church undergoing the worst persecution in her 20 centuries of history. Dioceses like Chicago and Detroit closing their churches by the dozens. All of these are eloquent witnesses to the power of the devil in our day. I have one more page to go. But Pope John Paul warns us. He warns against discouragement, even tempt some people to despair. The widespread success of the prince of this world in our day should be a powerful inspiration to great confidence in Jesus Christ. Never have the words of St. Paul been more important than today. I quote Paul, "Where sin is abounded, there grace will even more abound." Christ and not Satan will win the final victory over the human race. But we are now part of the battle. The devil wants nothing more than to seduce us to sin. I thought I'd close with a well-known prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. If you know it by heart, say it with me. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God restrain, we humbly pray. Thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and the other evil spirits, all about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just a gentle reminder. Last night you filled our question box full. Be sure to provide questions, problems for tonight's period of questions and answers. Thank you.